Shalom Aleichem to everybody. Parshas Yisra, Ba'aleinu Letova, Aseres Adibros. How could we not focus this week on one of the mitzvos Tiraisa, one of the Aseres Adibros, the fifth of the Dibros, and that is the mitzvah of Kibud Avoim. Kabedes Amicha V'asimecha L'ma'an Yarichon Yomecha N'rishonim Mefarshim Anshulchan Aruch Rishonim Achronim all discuss what is the nature of this mitzvah that it's associated with a special schar, the reward of Arichos Yamin. L'ma'an Yarichon Yomecha, one who fulfills the mitzvah of Kibud Avoim will be zocha to Arichos Yamin, to a long life. Rashi already points out that it's a difficult mitzvah, it's a hard mitzvah, if not the hardest of all of the mitzvahs in the Torah, and therefore if a person puts great strength, cognitively, mentally, emotionally, physically, strength into fulfilling the mitzvah of Kibud Avoim, which is not an easy mitzvah to fulfill, such a person will be zoche to Arichos Yamim. Rabbeinu Bechaya points out that often a person, when he or she is fulfilling the mitzvah of Kibud Avoim, one often thinks, well, I'm spending time on somebody else, on a parent. What about me? What about my children? What about my family? What about my livelihood? I'm taking away so much time from my life, caring for my aged mother or father, or for spending time traveling, visiting on the phone, whatever it is, and I'm therefore losing time out of my own life. Says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Adrabba, Ibcha, just the opposite. Kabedes Avicha Besimecha, if you honor your father and your mother, L'ma'an Ya'richon Yomecha, such a person will get all of that time back, all those hours, days, weeks, months, years that you put into caring for your parents on any level, that one does care for the parents to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibud Avoim, like the Gemara says, like the Shulchan Aruch explains, how one fulfills that mitzvah, which we will not discuss now. But if one gets into the weeds of the mitzvah of Kibud Avoim and is very cautious, careful, meticulous, and fulfilling the mitzvah, such a person will be zocheh to Arichos Yamin, get all that time back. What I would like to talk about specifically is a question that comes up from time to time, and is how far does one have to go? Now, I'm not talking about Aviv Imo Rasha, that's a machlokas, the Rambam, and the Rasha of a parent is wicked. Do you have to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibud Avoim, the Shulchan Aruch, Torah, the Beis Yosef discusses that particular question. We're not talking about a Aviv Imo Rasha. That's not the case. We're not talking about that specific situation. But we would like to talk about a situation when parents tell a child to do something and the child doesn't want to do it because the child doesn't think that it is in their best interest. Are there scenarios, are there cases, are there halachos when one does not specifically have to listen to one's parents? Of course, we put on a great pedestal the mitzvah of Kibud Avoim. It's no coincidence, of course, that it's the fifth mitzvah of the Aseres HaDibros, the way the Ramban understands it's a transitional dibra. It goes from the mitzvah of, and the mitzvahs bin Adam l'makom, the mitzvahs between man and God, to the mitzvahs bin Adam l'chaveru. Kibud Avoim is smack in the middle, because shlosh ha-shutun hein ba'adam, there are three partners involved in the creation of man, Aviv Imo Me'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore here this mitzvah is a transitional mitzvah between the mitzvos Bein Adam L'Makom to the mitzvah Bein Adam L'Chaver. So when is it that one does not, if there is a case, and if there is a space and a time, where one does not have to listen to one's parent? So Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Kibud Avoim, Simen Reish Mem, Sift Hazvav, expresses very clearly based on the command, the Gemara in several places in Shas. Amar lo aviv la'avor al divrei Torah be mitzvos asay be mitzvos lo sasay va'afilu mitzvah shel divreim lo yishma lo. If a parent tells a child to transgress, whether it's a biblical commandment, a positive or a negative, even a mitzvah midrabanan, if a parent tells a child, be mechal Shabbos. If a parent tells a child, don't go to hear Megillah on Purim. Parent tells a child, don't light the menorah. I'm nervous, I'm scared, I don't want you lighting the menorah. Not in this house. I don't want you to be fulfilling the mitzvahs of Shabbos, and etc., etc., etc. A mitzvah d'iraisa, mitzvah d'arabanan. A mitzvah aseh, mitzvah slos aseh. Positive or negative mitzvah. Lo yishma lo, one is not supposed to listen to one's parent in that case. The Shach, the Taz, all the Nosakel point and refer to the Gemara. It's a pasuk. How do we know that one shouldn't do that? Pasuk says in Parshas Kedoshim, Ish imov aviv tiro, one is required to honor, fear one's mother and father. And then the pasuk continues and says, Ani Hashem, I am Hashem your God. The Gemara learns the pasuk Ish imov aviv tiro ani Hashem kulchem chayam mevim bichvodi. Everybody is required to honor me. While it's true, of course, a child is required to honor and to fear his father and his mother, but ani Hashem, at the end of the day, kulchem chayavim bichvodi. Everybody is required to listen to me. Even a parent, even a father, and even a mother. So if a parent and a mother, father are telling a child to do something that is against the Torah, that's against the edict of the rabbis, lo yishma lo, one is not required to listen, because as a result of that, one would be disobeying God, and everybody's required to fulfill the will, the word, and the mitzvos of God, and thus in that context, that is the basis why one is not required to listen to one's parent in those cases, on a mitzvah deraisa, a mitzvah derabanan, a mitzvah aseh, or mitzvah lo aseh. However, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't discuss two cases. What about a chumrah? If a child wants to fulfill a chumrah, and this is really more often in our orbits, in our circles where the shaila comes up, Bali Tshuva, of course, struggle with this mightily when parents are telling their children not to do something, we don't want you to do this, we don't want you to fulfill this mitzvah, and of course, the halacha is, bottom line, lo yishmalo, you're not required, you shouldn't listen to a parent in those cases where the parent is telling a child not to learn Torah, not to keep Shabbos, not to fulfill mitzvos, and therefore you're required to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there is no mitzvah kibar avim in those contexts. But what about a chumrah? A child wants to fulfill a chumrah. Take, for example, doesn't want to shave with a shaver. He takes the position of many poskim that shaving is a problem, regardless of the type of shaver. Let's just say, for example, not carrying on Shabbos where there's an Erev. Many times a child wants to be Machmir. Yeah, the cool is involved in Erevin, as we all know. Erevin are not easy, not simple to put up and to maintain, and therefore there's some want to be Machmir, so the child doesn't want to carry. Parent wants the child to carry. Parent wants a child to carry something. A child doesn't want to. A child is machmir for certain hechsher. He doesn't want to eat from this hechsher, from that hechsher. A child wants to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. All of these are called chumras. So what's the halacha when it comes to a chumra? So many, many posts can point out that it depends. It depends on the type of chumra. If it's a chumrah, if it's a stringency that has a makor in the poskim, there's some sort of source that the chumrah is based off of, so those are considered to be significant halachic practices because they have a makor in halacha, and therefore the halach would be that you would be required to fulfill that chumrah. If that's a chumrah, your Rebbe, your community that you're becoming part of is established chumrah, and your parent says, don't do this. Kigam ze nechshav, says the poskim, the mitzvah d'rabanan yinzeh. Regarding this, it's called a mitzvah d'rabanan, and just like the Shulchan Aruch says that you are not required and you don't have to listen to a parent when it comes to them telling you not to fulfill a mitzvah d'rabanan, the same thing would be true here as well. However, not all poskim agree. And it's pointed out, you can take a look in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo, Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Dalet, in the Ha'ara 95, Rav Shlomo Zalman discusses this, and when it comes to a chumrah, yesh lishmo b'kol aviv, afal pi sheyesh l'shosh b'poskim. Even though there is a minig that has a makor in the poskim, however, when it comes to kibra aveim, and mitzvah saseh diraisa, the fifth of the Aseres Adibros, doesn't make a difference. One should listen to one's parent and not be machmir for a particular chumrah, even though it has a shoresh, even though it has a makor in the poskim. That's one discussion, one issue outside of the Shulchan Aruch. The second one is regarding minhagim. Let's say a parent tells a child, don't fulfill this minhag. Don't say halal on Rosh Chodesh. Saying halal on Rosh Chodesh is a minhag. Parent tells a child, don't say halal on Rosh Chodesh. I don't want you to do that. So the post can point out, in this context, this is what's called a minhag kavua that has a makor in Chazal. It's a gemara. It's an explicit gemara that we say halal on Rosh Chodesh with a bracha, without a bracha, machlokas Ashkenazim and Tzfardim. But if it's a minhag that's been espashet betfutzos Yisrael, if it's a minhag that's been really, really established in all of Klal Yisrael, one is not required to listen to one's father. However, there are other types of minhagim. There are minhagim that have makoros in the poskim, but don't have a shorsh in Chazal. There are minhagim that are based upon chasidus. There are minhagim based upon no real shoresh and chazal, and that have been adopted over the ages. So minhag, of course, as you're familiar, is not a one-stop shop. And there are many types of minhagim. There's minhag mishpacha, there's minhag ha'ir, there's minhag that comes from a chumrah, there's minhag that comes from a gzeira, there's a minhag that comes from a koran chazal, there's a minhag that doesn't have a koran chazal, there's a minhag that has a shoresh, there's a minhag that doesn't have a shoresh. They're all types of minhagim. So regarding this, the poskim say it depends on the type of a minhag. If it's a minhag that's mitam chumrah, astringency, so we discussed that earlier when it comes to a chumrah. But when it comes to other formulas of minhagim, again, one needs to be careful and to contemplate what one is being machmir for. And of course, in all areas of halacha, one has to weigh different things. And when there is no equilibrium, and when it comes to fulfilling a mitzvah saseh, min haTorah, the mitzvah of kibud avim, we don't take that lightly. So of course, if a parent tells a child not to fulfill a mitzvah, the reis, a mitzvah, the rabbanon, there's no requirement to listen to the parent because kulchem kachayavim b'chvodi. However, when it comes to a minug, and when it comes to a chumrah, where it's not explicit in the Torah, and it's not bichlal chazal, explicitly midrabanan, then we have a greater question as to whether or not one would be required in those contexts to listen or not to listen to a parent. But there's another two opinions, and another two psakim, both in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, in the end of Simin Reish Mem. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Reish Mem Sif Chafei, the following case based upon a tshuva of the Truma Sadesh in Simin Mem. Talmud Shirotza Lelechas L'makam Acher Shu Botuach Shiyire Simin Bracha B'Talmud. A child wants to travel to a different city or maybe even overseas to learn in a yeshiva, to learn by a particular Rebbe. Shisham Harav, there's a Rebbe, there's a Rosh Yeshiva, Mashkiach, who's going to completely, you're going to adopt that Rav, that Yeshiva's Derech HaLimud, that style, and therefore that's the place where you're going to be your Kabbalah Satara. That's your place. V'aviv Mochabo, a parent says, absolutely not, you're not traveling to that city, you're not going overseas, I want you to be in my house. He's concerned that there's going to be anti-Semitism. That's a particular case of the Truma Sadesha. The halacha is, do you listen to your parent? Can you? Are you required to? What do you do in that situation? I want to learn somewhere. I want to go to a different yeshiva. I want to go out of town. I want to go overseas. Parent says, no way, absolutely, positively, and nothing to talk about. Paskins of Truma Sadesha and Simon Mem, and it is codified by the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Mem, Sif Chaf Hey, Eino Tzarech Lishmo El Avi Bazeh. One is not required to listen to one's father. There's no chiyuv. One is permitted to go to that yeshiva, to go to that rebbe, to go to the rav out of town, out of the city, or overseas even, is not chayev. Truma Sadeshim brings about three rayas from various different gemaras and shas, where you see when it comes to Talmud Torah kineged kulam, and therefore it is the greatest of all mitzvos, and one is not required to listen to one's father. One of the rayas that Truma Sadeshim brings is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu didn't tell Yitzchak where he was. Nobody knew where Yitzchak was. Yitzchak was looking for his son Yaakov. Yaakov never told his father Yitzchak where he was. He was learning in Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever for upwards of 20 years. And from there, says the Truma Sadesh, and we see that if you're going to shteig and you're going to learn, and that's your place, Eino Tzarech Lishmol Avi Bazeh, one is not required to listen to one's father in that circumstance. Furthermore, in the Pischei Tshuva Sifkatan Chavbeis, quoting the Tshuva the Chamudi Daniel, Niredu Hadin Afilu Safek Lo Shema Yir Simen Brachamotar. Even if I'm not positive, maybe it's not the best yeshiva, maybe it's not the best Rebbe, maybe it's not the best shir for me. Even if it's a Safek, maybe that's a better place, it's still Motar. Continues the Pischei Tshuva, quoting the Chamudi Daniel, Kasav Od Echad. Let's say you don't want to daven in your parents' shul. I want to go to the other shul. The shul is a slower davening, a better bal tefillah. They daven in a longer shmoneh esrei. That's where I want to daven. That's where I'm going to have more kavana. Says the Pischei Tshuva, quoting the Chamudei Daniel, that is similar. Tefillah is doma to Torah, and therefore, if that's a shul where I'm going to daven better, it's a better surrounding, they're better people, I'm going to have an aliyah in that shul. That's a place that is a more productive for my spiritual growth, for my ruchnias. Eino tzarech lishmo l'avi bazeh. This is the psak of the Truma Sadeshen, as codified by Yosef Karen Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Mem Yoredeya Hilchus Kibud Avim Sif Chafei. But there's another psak that the Ramah quotes from the Marik, Rabbi Yaakov Mikolon, the Marik Shoresh Kuf Samich Zayin. Here, the Ramah is dealing with a different case closely related to the latter. Let's say the child wants to marry a particular young lady, and father and mother say, absolutely not, I do not want you marrying this woman. This is not going to be your wife. Is the child, the son or the daughter, required to listen to their parent in that context when they absolutely vehemently oppose the shidduch? Says the Ramah, quoting the Marik, V'chein im ha'av mocha b'ben lisa eze isha shiachvutz pa. If a parent completely, overwhelmingly, and vehemently is docha and mocha, and says, absolutely not, I do not want you to marry this woman. Paskins the Marik, quoted by the Ramah, the last words in Simen Reish Mem, Ein Tzarech Lishmo L'Av, one is not required to listen to one's father. If you take a look in the Marek in Shoresh Kuf Samach Zayin, the Tshuva has three reasons why one is not required to listen to one's parent in that context. Number one, since based upon the Psak of the Gemara Mesachas Kiddushin, which the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Resh Mem, one is not required to lose money to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibbutz Ava'im. The mitzvah of Kibbutz Ava'im is Mishel Ha'av, and therefore, if the only way for me to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibbutz Ava'im is for my parent to pay, I can't visit my parent in another city, I don't have the funds to fly, to travel, the gas, the mileage, the wear and tear, etc. Parent has to pay for it. Kibbutz Ava'im, we paskin Mishel Ha'av. They have to pay for it. And therefore, I don't have to go into debt, I don't have to lose money, I don't have to be mafsid my mammon to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibbutz Ava'im. Therefore, says the Marik, this is similar. Marrying a young woman, a fine young lady, and my parent is telling me not to, I'm not required to lose out. I'm not required to be sovel tsar haguf mishum kibbutz av. V'lo gara mehefsid. Mammon says the Marik, it's no worse than not having to lose financially. I don't have to lose on a marriage partner, on my life partner, on a wife, on a husband. And therefore, says the Marik, reason number one why one is not required to listen to one's parent when a parent tells a child, I don't want you to marry this woman. Reason number two, Beis, says the Marik, shu kimitzaveu lavral divrei Torah. Just like we saw earlier in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Resh Mem, Sif Tezvav, one is not required to listen to one's parent if a parent tells a child to disobey a biblical or rabbinic law, mitzvah deraisa, mitzvah derabanan, kulam chayavim bikvodi. The same thing is true when it comes to marriage. Torah makpedes shikach isha shechavitzba. The Torah is very meticulous that I should marry a fine woman. It's my choice. It's my decision. Now, what if she's not a good choice for you? What if she's not a woman who's going to inspire religious, spiritual growth? What if a parent doesn't think that this woman is fit for you? She's volatile. There are problems, things that they know about. We'll get to that. But in this context, says the Marik, the second reason that one is not required to listen to one's parent if they do not approve of the shidduch is because I don't have to listen to my parent if they tell me to transgress a mitzvah deraisa, mitzvah derabanan, mitzvah saseh, or mitzvah lo saseh. The same thing is true when it comes to a shidduch. The Torah's makbid that I take a woman that I want to marry. It's my choice. It's my decision who I marry. And therefore, reason number two, says Marik, that I don't have to listen. Reason number three, and this is the most contentious and debated amongst the later poskim, what the Marik says, Kevan Shudavar Shlo Shayach La'av. My father has no business in my marriage partner, as does my mother. Aim b'seh lo mishum kavu lo mishum mora. This has nothing to do with kibbutz aveim or mora. My parent, my father, my mother, they don't have the right to tell me certain things. Ein ben tzorach lishmo la'av yivel b'dvarim shim l'tzorach ha'av. I only have to listen to a parent when it's for their sake. My son, dear daughter, bring me a cup of water, bring me some lemonade, bring me my dinner. Please go to the shop and purchase this for me, get my medicine. But do I have to listen to where my parent tells me to go to yeshiva, to go to school? Do I have to listen to my parent when they tell me who to marry, when to marry, how to marry? That's not their business. That's not the mitzvah of Kibbutz Ava'im. And thus the Marik says, for reason number three, I do not have to listen to a parent when they do not approve of the shidduch, is because this has nothing to do with them, and Kibbutz Ava'im is only a fulfillment when it's coming to help them. But they can't require me to do things that I don't want to do. As a result of the latter reason number three in the Marik, this leads to tremendous questions, discussion, machlokas in the poskim regarding parents who tell their children to do things that have nothing to do with the parent, but rather have to do with the child. Give you some examples. A parent tells a child, I don't want you drinking coffee. It's not good for you. A parent tells a child, I want you to wear a coat. It's cold outside in the winter. Put on a coat, put on gloves, put on a hat. I don't want you to be a arev on a loan. I don't want you to be a guarantor. Never, ever be a guarantor on a loan. Don't go into to law. Don't be a rebbe. That's not a good profession. I don't want you doing that. Don't get involved in politics. Don't do this form of business or that form of business. Don't leave the city. Don't go to live in Los Angeles across the ocean. I don't want to have there to be a 3-hour difference. Do you have to listen to one's parent in those circumstances? Big, big discussion in the poskim. Because according to the Marik, and reason number three in the Marik, that has nothing to do with Kibbutz Ava'im. And therefore, if it has nothing to do with Kibbutz Ava'im, because this has to do with me, and I only have a requirement to listen to my parents when it's for their betterment, therefore, in any of these cases, many poskim say that it has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Kibbutz Ava'im, and therefore, I would not be required to listen to one's parent. However, the poskim aren't so quick to just dismiss all of these shilas being out of the pale of Kibud Av Em. And therefore the Poskim point out that it needs a lot of hisponunus v'shikol adas. That's the lashon that the Poskim give. Don't be quick to jump, so much so that the Shevet HaLevi. Rav Ozner writes, whenever he gets this shaila, he doesn't quickly respond. He wants to allow the child to think slowly, carefully. Is there wisdom in what the parent is saying? Because parents are wiser. Old means wiser, more experienced. And therefore, take time to think and make sure maybe there is wisdom here. And don't be so quick to dismiss anything, ever, whatsoever that a parent says. So even though maybe Mikra Din, according to the Ma'arik, one would not be required to listen. But nonetheless, one should be very cautious and very careful. Now, there, of course, there are times when one does not require to listen. For example, when a parent tells a child something to do without any good reason, below shum siba v'tam, the poskim say, or if the parent seems that the parent isn't really interested in what the child is going to do, but he's only giving it as an etza or a suggestion. Certainly, chol shekein, the poskim say, mitzivo lasos eizah davar shtus, if a parent tells a child to do something silly, foolish, inappropriate, of course there's no reason, and it'd be wrong to listen in those circumstances. Certainly, of course, one shouldn't respond, b'der chutzpah, shouldn't be dismissive, should be smart, and should be thoughtful, and careful, and cautious, and conscientious, how one speaks to one parent. L'man yarichon yamecha, one doesn't want to make a mistake in any of these areas. But certainly, certainly, one should be very, very thoughtful and slow to respond and not to think something through too quickly and say, oh, based upon the Marik and the Psak, there might don't have to. Not true. And thus, many poskim say that the Psak of the Ramah in the Marik is specifically when it comes to a Shidduch, specifically when it comes to a marriage partner. There! That's what the Ramah is saying in the Marik. It doesn't mean that any time a parent says something that's not nogeya to the parent, they don't have to listen. Nah. The Ramah is specifically talking about a case when it comes to a Shidduch, when it comes to a marriage. There, I don't have to listen to a parent because that's unique. That has ramifications that are global. It's more close to Chil Shabbos, Chil Yom Tov, and the abolishment and transgression of Mitzvos D'oraisa, Mitzvos D'rabbanan, Mitzvos Aseh, Mitzvos Lo Aseh. Many, many, many Achronim say that is the Pshat in the Ramah. But it's not just across the board that there is no reason and Siba to listen to one's parent. Take a look in the Archa Shulchan and your day here in this Simon, Simon Reish Mem, Sif Mem Hey, and many, many other poskim on this. Shulchan Aruch, make this point as well. There is another point that is also critical that one has to be cautious and careful of. A child should listen to his parent, as the post can point out, when it's something that'll bring cover to his father. Parents want their children to come to a simcha. So what does that have to do with the parent? That has to do with somebody else. No, the answer is it's a cover for the parent that you come to the simcha. That's important. The parent asks the child to dress a certain way. Get a new suit. Do this. That's a certain level of cover for the parent. So you could say that's not no geya to the parent, but dafka is no geya to the parent because it brings them a particular sense of cover. Of course, if it's something like around the world of bizayin, it's going to embarrass the parent. That could be bechlal the lav of ar mekalal aviv yuma. You shouldn't curse a parent. And there, of course, in those cases, there would be a requirement to do so. So we'll leave off and conclude that in any of these scenarios where it's not something that is so straightforward, and there are in the world of chasidus, in the world of minhagim, in the world of chumrah, in the world of things that are not exactly nogeya to the parent, but they're more particularly appropriate to the child. So although maybe, strictly speaking, there is no chiyuv to listen to be shomea b'kol aviv b'kol imo in that circumstance, and the mitzvah of kibud av v'em doesn't apply, nonetheless, one should be very careful and thoughtful about it. Thus, we've discussed three particular psakim and three cases in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Mem, Sif Tezvav, regarding a case that one absolutely positively uncontested does not have to listen to a parent when they tell a child to transgress a mitzvah d'oraisa, a mitzvah d'rabbana, a mitzvah saseh, a mitzvah lo saseh, there is no requirement to listen. That's absolutely positive, and that's a gemara, kulchem chayavim b'chvodi. What is less clear, and it is a machlokis in the poskim, as we discussed, is minhagim and chumras. And then the next two cases, the tshuva, the trumas adesh, and the tshuva of the maharik, both paskin by the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah and Siman Reish Mem, sif chafei, is regarding a shidduch. A parent disapproves of a shidduch of a child. A parent disapproves of a child going to learn out of town in a different yeshiva. In both of those cases, the Ma'arik and the Truma Sedeshin say and posit and opine that there's no requirement. Ein otzarach lishmol aviv b'zeh. You don't have to listen to your parent if they tell you, don't go to yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. Don't go to this yeshiva out of town. I'm not interested. There is no requirement. Don't marry this young woman. Don't marry this young man. There is no requirement to listen. However, one has to know and be careful and cautious. Think carefully, because it is a mitzvah of all mitzvahs. It's mitzvah number 5 of the Aseres HaDibros, and one has to know and think through very, very carefully. And just like shaylos are asked in all areas of halacha, kibud av ve'em is no different, and one should be very, very sensitive and careful to make sure to fulfill this mitzvah to the T, because l'man yarichon yamecha, to fulfill this difficult, hard, painful mitzvah, it's not so easy. But the bizocha to this form of arichus yamim requires thought, contemplation, concentration, and certainly to be mechabit es aviv es imo. Wishing everybody a wonderful day.